they tried to take prayer out of school, don't you? It didn't work, by the way. As long as there are tests, there will be prayer in schools.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Here are things kids have written about the Bible. Adam and Eve were created from an apple tree. Moses went to the top of Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments. The seventh commandment is thou shalt not admit adultery. Samson slayed the Philistines with the axe of the apostles. Joshua led the Hebrews in the Battle of Jericho. I love kids. They aren't afraid to be wrong. We laugh and pat them on the heads when they say silly things, then go off and make ridiculous statements of our own. Years ago, NFL legend Mike Ditka gave a news conference after being fired as coach of the Chicago Bears. In a moment of high emotion, he decided to quote the Bible. Scripture tells you that all things shall pass, said the choked-up ex-coach. This too shall pass. The media went to work, desperately trying to locate chapter and verse, but they couldn't find it. The closest was Matthew 24:35, where Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Well, Jesus was talking about the end of time, not about the end of a coaching career. There are Bible verses you've heard quoted for years that don't exist. Many are harmless, of course. Some even represent truth, like love the sinner, hate the sin. But you won't find that in the Bible. Gandhi said it. Is there a verse in the Bible about the lion laying down with the lamb? Uh-oh, there isn't. The closest we have is Isaiah 11:6, where it says that the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat. Close, but if you got that one wrong, no chocolate for you. How about this one? God moves in mysterious ways. Well, he does, but this actually comes from a William Cowper poem. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. This proverb likely originated with St. Jerome. It's not in the Bible. Does the Bible say that Adam and Eve ate an apple? No, it was a watermelon. We don't know, actually, what kind of fruit it was. Likely a peach. That's my wife's favorite. And here's another. Is money the root of all evil? No, it's the love of money. My mother often said to me before spitting on a towel to clean jam off my chin, cleanliness is next to godliness. Is that in the Bible? It's not. This saying was credited to John Wesley. Good hygiene is good, but it won't get us into heaven. Here's another. Moderation in all things. Oh, sorry, that is not in there anywhere. God does not ask me to give my wife a moderate amount of love. I am not to be moderately faithful to her, or drink a moderate amount of cyanide with toast each morning. Here's a so-called Bible verse that you've heard in 2 out of every 3 Westerns at least. God helps those who help themselves. John Wayne used to love to say it. I'm told Benjamin Franklin first said it. In truth, God helps those who can't help themselves as well. It's true of me. I found out early that I'm a sinner, that Christ alone can save me. All right, Phil, you say, I get it. I should read my Bible more and learn what it really says. And it's true. It's true for me, too. But remember, it's not about what you know, but who you know. All the way through Scripture, we are pointed to God's Son, Jesus. And when we come to know and love Him, we want to hear from Him each day. So open this awesome book. We all need to. Just ask the little kid who told his teacher, Lot's wife was a pillar of salt by day, but a ball of fire by night.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.